Hello everyone! So today I'm going to be doing the Audio Candy Weekly Challenge, the Proust Questionnaire, which is really, really long and looks really, really philosophical. So I'm gonna kind of try to zoom through it, and I haven't read anything other than like the first five questions of this yet, so sorry if it's crazy. Alright, so number one, what is your idea of perfect happiness? Ever since I've been like, I don't know, 11 or 12 or so, I've kind of had the fantasy of being a really, really old lady that works in a library and being very content with life and stuff. That sounds really great. Okay, number two, what is your greatest fear? Probably that I don't exist. Number three, what is the trait you most deplore in yourself? Definitely that I don't really know who I am very much, so sometimes I feel like I'm being fake, even though when I look back on those moments where I feel like I'm being fake, I'm not being someone that I'm not, so I guess I'm being real, but I just don't know who I am, so it's hard for me to tell if what I'm doing is something that I would do. Like, every moment of my life, I'm wondering if I'm acting like myself or if I'm acting like someone else. Yeah. Number four, what is the trait you most deplore in others? I hate it when people can't admit that they're wrong. It's the worst thing ever. Yeah. Number five, which living person do you most admire? Probably... I'm trying to think of someone I know personally. My grandfather for sure. He's pretty amazing. Number six, what is your greatest extravagance? I don't know what that question really means. Like, let's see. My greatest extravagance? I have lots of books. Am I interpreting that correctly? I don't know. I have a very nice bookshelf. I organize it so that it looks quite extravagant. That's honestly the first thing that came to my mind. I don't know if I'm interpreting that question correctly, though. Number seven, what is your current state of mind? Oh, goodness. My current state of mind? I guess I try to be positive. But I don't know if I always have a positive state of mind. I feel like I have a positive outward appearance. And maybe my state of mind is a bit more, not sad, not angry either, but just like, maybe nervous. Yeah. Number eight, what do you consider the most overrated virtue? Probably humility. I think that saying that being humble is the best thing in the world, just encourages little kids to be unconfident. Are not as confident as they could be. Number nine, on what occasion do you lie? I lie when it's easier, which is terrible. It's really terrible. I'm bad with the whole lying thing. I lie when it's easy for me, when it's easy not just for me, but for everyone else. I just think that if lying will simplify a situation, then you should. And so, yeah, I lie when it makes things easier. Number 10, what do you most dislike about your appearance? My eyes don't look the same. I hate it. It sucks. Like, they're both perfectly fine eyes, but whenever I'm acting or whenever I'm even just, talking, looking in the mirror, and especially when I act, just because I think my facial expressions are more important, my eyes don't, like, express the same way. Like, if I'm trying to look sad, then one eye will look sad, and then the other eye will just look empty and soulless. I think it's my right eye. Yeah, my right eye just has a lot of trouble with showing emotion. And my left eye shows a lot of emotion. And I actually found one day, because, like, one day I was obsessing over it so much, I was, like, looking at myself in the mirror for 15 minutes trying to make my eyes do the same thing when I was acting, and I realized that I mostly look out of my left eye too, and I don't really look out of my right eye very much. So I don't know what's up with that, but yeah, I hate that my left eye can't show as much emotion. Number 11, which living person do you most despise? Honestly, I think probably everyone despises themselves more than they should, me included, but for the sake of not sounding, pretentious or something, I'm not gonna let that be my answer. So someone else that I know in person, that I despise is probably my old band director, because there's kind of a story behind it. He's an incredible, incredible, incredible person. And he was perfect. For my eighth grade all the way up to my junior year, he was, I don't know how else to describe it. I don't know how to describe it at all. But he was really amazing. He was smart, and he was wise, and he was a great musician. But he would always give us, you know, life advice and things like that. And we would have entire class days where he would just go on and on and on about how much he loved us, and how he had found out that being a high school band director was what he really wanted to do with his life. And he always said that, you know, he would probably be teaching our kids whenever, you know, if we stayed in town when we grew up, if we sent our kids to the same school, he would be the one teaching them, because he was really, really happy. And he gave this impression that he was in his place, that this was where he was meant to be, and that he would always be there. And he made band a really, really magical experience. You guys have heard me talk about band before, and the reason that my experience with it was so great was 100% because of him, at least in the beginning. He was what inspired that passion. Oh god, I'm about to cry. In the middle of my junior year, he called all the band kids out for a surprise emergency meeting during recess. So we all went out, and he said that he had been promoted to being the president of the school, and that he wouldn't be the band director the next year. And I was not the only one that cried that day. I held it until I got home, but I cried. Because it was going to be my senior year, which is like the most magical year, and he wasn't gonna be there. Oh my god, I'm trying not to cry right now. And then the replacement band director, she was really, really horrible for lots of reasons. And we tried to talk to him about it because he was still working at the school. Some of the seniors, we would go to talk to him in private, like, we miss you a lot, and this new band director is really, really terrible, and if there's anything that you could do, just, like, go talk to her, do something, that would be greatly appreciated. And he wouldn't listen at all, and, yeah, I kind of despise him for that. But at the same time, I still respect him a lot, and in a sick way, I still look up to him for taking opportunities or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, he kind of crushed a lot of hopes and dreams. Yeah, okay. Calm. Number 12. What is the quality you most like in a man? I like a man who... that sounds weird. I like a man when they're good at listening. And not just listening, but listening and talking back. Just someone who's really good at conversing. Yeah. Number 13, what is the quality you most like in a woman? Probably the same thing, just someone who's easy to talk to. Number 14, which words or phrases do you most overuse? Oh gosh, I have this terrible thing where I end my sentences in conjunctions and just like leave them there. So for example, if I'm explaining like why I like bananas, then I'll say, oh my gosh, bananas are so good, but, and then just stop there and feel like I finished my sentence, and everyone, usually people look at me like, but what? And I don't know what they're talking about. And I'm like, oh yeah, I did that thing. I just ended it in a conjunction randomly. And I do that a lot, so I should stop. And I also do it with the word so. It's so and but. I just stop after I say them sometimes. It's a pretty bad habit. Number 15, what or who is the greatest love of your life?
I don't know. My dogs? Yeah, I'll just say my dogs.
Number 16, when and where were you happiest? Pretty much every time I'm on stage, and I know that sounds like so incredibly cheesy, but whenever I'm on stage, I don't even have to be acting, to be honest. If I'm, even if I'm in front of the class presenting something, or if I just walk onto a stage in an empty theater, there's something about having that space all to yourself. Even when I'm acting with other people, it's still just a huge space, and there's this sense of freedom that I get from it. That you can be whoever you want to be, I guess. Something like that. That I don't have to be myself. Yeah, I like that. That's where I'm happiest. Number 17, which talent would you most like to have? I would love it if I were a better dancer or a better singer, but mainly a dancer, because, like, my singing voice is all right. I can kind of work with it, but dancing, nope. I can't do it at all, and I really, really wish I could dance. Number 18, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Physically, I would change the eye thing that I was talking about earlier. Ugh. Mentally, I guess I would make myself think less about things, because I overthink things a lot. Number 19, what do you consider your greatest achievement? Probably all of the plays that I've been in. I know I've done lots of other stuff, like I've won national band awards, I've made lots of honor bands, but, oh, and I've been like section leader. I've done lots of band things. I've probably done more band things than I've done theater things, but that's just because I don't have a lot of theater opportunities where I live. But I think I would consider my theatrical achievements as my greatest ones, because they matter more to me, because I think that's my passion. Number 20, if you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be? I think it'd be pretty cool to come back as a tree. I could be like a home to all the little critters of the forest. That'd be great. I would love to be a tree. Number 21, where would you most like to live? Ooh, I would love to live backstage somewhere, behind the curtains, and like be like a homeless person. Not a homeless person, but like make the theater my home. That would be great. Then I could always feel awesome. Yeah. Number 22. What is your most treasured possession? I kind of have like a lot of little things. Like I have a big card that I have lots of other things inside of, and it's full of letters and notes and things that people have written me before that I really liked. So probably that would be my favorite or my most treasured possession. Number 23, what do you regard as the lowest depth of misery? Probably not thinking that you're miserable. If you think that what you're doing is right, and you don't even realize that you're hurting yourself. Yeah. Number 24, what is your favorite occupation?
Acting. I feel like that's coming up a lot in this questionnaire, but yes, acting.
Number 25, what is your most marked characteristic? People tell me that I'm happy, but
I really don't consider myself that happy. I guess other people do. If I were to say my own characteristic, I guess I really like making other people feel better about themselves. I don't know if there's one word that could define that. But yeah, I like to make other people smile. Number 26, what do you most value in your friends? Honesty. Definitely, definitely honesty. Loyalty. Loyalty kind of goes with honesty, so yeah. Loyalty and honesty. Number 27, who are your favorite writers? Oh gosh, I have so many favorite writers. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. I really love some old British poets like Robert Browning and William Blake and Keats. I like Keats. Tennyson is good sometimes, not all the time, but I really like him anyway. let's see. Lord Byron is cool. I like Poe. I like Ayn Rand. I like lots of writers. I can't choose a favorite. But yeah, them, all of them, and probably more that I can't think of right now. Number 28, who is your hero of fiction? I have a lot of heroes of fiction. And to be honest, I don't think I want to name them. I guess they're my role models, and I want to keep them to myself. I don't know if that's selfish of me, but yeah. Number 29, which historical figure do you most identify with? Okay, well, first of all, that should be said, like, with which historical figure do you most identify? Which is frustrating, because this is, like, an actual nicely written out questionnaire, so the grammar should be alright. I don't mind ending sentences with prepositions if it's just casual writing, but this is a actual questionnaire, so it kind of annoys me that it's ended in a preposition. But anyway, with which historical figure do I most identify? Let's see. Probably someone that's not remembered. And that's not a sad thing to me. I've always kind of figured that if there were ever a book written that I was in, or a movie, then I would always be the supporting character. I just feel like that's who I am. And so if there were someone that I would identify, like a historical figure, I just feel like it would probably be someone in the background of someone else who is really, really impressive. I don't know who, though. How about you guys tell me? You guys tell me. If you listen to this, it'll be the proof that you listen to this. If you've listened all the way to here, then tell me which historical figure you think that I either identify with or you think that I could help get to where they were. Yeah. Number 30. Who are your heroes in real life? My grandfather is one. Also my grandmother. One of my aunts. And also the band director that I despise. Yeah, he's definitely kind of a hero in his own way. Yeah, I think that's probably enough. Number 31, what are your favorite names? I have a thing for J names. I love J names, like James and Jacob and Joan and John and Jane and Jonas and Jonah and yeah, I really like J names. Oh, and I also like names that end in the E sound, so like Molly and Sophie and Chloe and yeah, those names. I like all of those. Number 32. What is it that you most dislike? Biting into something that is bad, like biting into a fruit that's gone bad or a vegetable that's gone bad, or drinking like milk that's been bad. And I don't even drink milk anymore, but if I were to drink milk, yeah, that's a terrible, terrible taste. Oh, or like water. Oh my gosh, I hate it when water tastes weird. That's like the worst thing in the world. Number 33, what is your greatest regret? Honestly, I don't think I have any really big regrets. I think I've done lots of really bad things in my life, and I'm still pretty young, so there's gonna be a lot more.
Or not, I haven't done very many bad things, I guess, but I've messed up a lot. And I think all of those experiences have helped me learn, however cliche that sounds. So yeah, no regrets. Number 34, how would you like to die? Quickly. Yeah. Number 35, what is your motto? I feel like I have like a lot of mottos that kind of go through my head all day, but probably the main one is just to keep moving forward, you know? Try not to dwell too much on things and just keep going. So yeah, that's the end of this questionnaire. Thank you very, very much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.